from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. We at Moose 93.1 had no idea what to expect on Saturday when we hosted a fireworks fundraiser for the South Porcupine Winter Carnival. The cash collection skyrocketed to just over $2,400 in the 4 hours we were at Northern College. Combine that with the $7,000 fireworks fund the Carnival Committee already set aside, and at $1,000 a minute, we're close to 10 minutes. That pleases committee member Joanne Hager-Parrott.
Also, we have an auction running on Facebook, on South Porcupine Winter Carnival 2022 Facebook. You'll find the link to our auction. So we're hoping to raise another minute or two that way as well.
Details on contributing are on our website, mytimmonsnow.com. Timmins and District Hospital says its COVID-19 related occupancy and workforce are beginning to stabilize. As of this morning, 23 patients in the hospital have the virus, with another 35 waiting to be tested or awaiting results. The outbreak declared a month ago at the Ross Avenue site is over, but the off-site facility at St. Mary's Gardens is still under an outbreak. Ontario residents are seeking mental health supports more than at any other time during the pandemic. A survey by the Canadian Mental Health Association finds 1 in 4 people looking for help. That's a significant uptick from 17% last winter and 9% almost 2 years ago. The report also finds that while people have had their ups and downs, their levels of mental health distress are similar to the start of the pandemic. It looks like downtown Ottawa residents will get a break from the constant honking of horns from the Freedom Convoy. A judge in the Capitol granted an injunction to silence the horns that have been going off in the downtown core for the past 11 days. Justice Hugh McLean says tooting a horn is not an expression of any great thought I'm aware of. The injunction is in effect for 10 days. Finally, this afternoon, in 1976, on their return home to Timmins from the Winter Olympics, gold medal winning skier Kathy Kreiner and her skiing sister Lori were the toast of the town. Museum director curator Karen Bachman has been telling us about all the celebrations and accolades awaiting them.
They became the first two women members of the JCs in the community. They were at schools. Kathy paraded around with a ribbon given to her by the mayor at the time that said, Timmins Queen Forever.
That mayor was Leo Del Volano. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.